What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first ever episode 246 of the Kind of Funny Games cast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller, wearing a new shirt.
Jane Silent Bob, Secret Stash.
Yeah. Oh.
Red Bank, New Jersey. I was there, everybody. I lived it.
Fucking
real.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't believe it was real, but, here you are with the shirt.
Thank you.
Has to be real.
I wanted to get the Fat Man on Batman shirt, but in comical, ironic fashion, they didn't have it in XL.
There you go. There you go.
Kind of like when we sold Team Fat shirts, but they stopped at 3XL, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
The former informer, Imran Khan.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was cold when I walked in here. I was like, I don't need ice or anything like that. I'm fine with my drink. And, the studio lights came on. I was like, oh, this is a terrible idea.
We got a new fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Doesn't move.
So far, it blowing me away.
Doesn't move. Stop it. First off, you stole some of those from Kevin.
Is that a Holmes?
You stole that from Kevin.
Greg Miller missing the whole boat here. Kevin and I, comedic genius together. I had to come up with the fan part. He came up with the blow me away part. And we made a promise to each other that forever, from here on out to the end of time, we are fans of each other's jokes.
I want you to know that I am Noah, and I never miss
I appreciate
a boat,
it.
All right?
I just want you to know I'd appreciate it, Tim. Good puns.
Hey, you just missed one.
I heard it, and I appreciated it. You said that Greg. You were fans. Great. Oh, Greg said one?
You missed the boat on
Thanks
that
for playing
one,
Borderlands
Don't worry.
With me on PlayStation.
And we have the best hair in the business, Fran Mirabella, FM3 underscore himself. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah, nothing really exciting to say beyond that. Excited to be here.
Everybody remember go to twitch.tv/FM3_.
For jokes
so
like
important.
That.
It's so important that that's all he cares about, not his friends.
I didn't even bug. Thank you for bugging.
Not even as he wants to hang out with you and give you red chest rather than play games with me. It's real cool.
Greg's, we still haven't played Borderlands 3 together. It's a
We
topic.
Never will.
Yeah.
Yeah, we what? Wow. This is the first time I've heard that. that hits
there
me
was
right.
a lot of debate going on in the pre-show. You can get the pre-show by going to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can also be a Patreon producer, just like Angel Gutierrez and James Hastings have done.
Angel.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I guess it's
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't come up with one for either of them yet. Just making him the angel?
Hey,
it feels a little too on the nose.
Barrett, lean into your microphone and sing.
Just
me.
Call me Angel in the morning.
Perfect.
Fuck.
Just call me Angel in the morning, Angel.
There we go.
Just
there we
kiss
go.
Me. No,
it's all good.
A lot
you don't
more
need
song.
To go to Patreon. You
what
can also
Hastings?
Go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to watch the show
don't
on
go
Mondays
wasting James
when
Hastings.
It goes live. Or roosterteeth.com or podcast services around the globe. It's a fun time for everybody. You can also go to kindoffunny.com/gamescast. You're wrong to let us know if we mess anything up in our episodes. Last week was the Death Stranding review.
Correct.
So
we didn't mess anything up because nobody
no.
can tell
you
us
can't
anything.
Tell us what's wrong.
But in this episode, if we do get something wrong, please go to kindoffunny.com/gamescast. You're wrong to let us know all about that. I want to start off with a Death Stranding update, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, at the end of our review, we took bets.
I forgot.
On what the Metacritic
I was watching
score
for a while.
Would be.
And we're playing Price is Right rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I said that multiple times.
I
argued about
it. And you
then
said that's just
at
what we
At some
do.
Point, Andy went, we are. And Andy doesn't count. Everybody's like, Andy said it's true. I'm like, fuck Andy. I can fire him whenever I want.
I refuted it. Andy agreed.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
We never settled on it. Was that it?
We settled on it because me and Tim are the same person.
Settled. So here's the deal. We all placed the bets, and it's been up and down all week, if you've been paying attention. But the bet was by the time of the next games cast. So, Andy said 72.
Yeah.
Greg? No, that's wrong. Kevin said 78. Greg said 82. Fran said 85. I said 87. And Imran said 89.
I was very optimistic. Turns out without good reason to be.
That's fair. I've been there, man, where you're like, I'm going to be the outlier, clearly. I don't like this game, but everybody else will like it.
And the Metacritic, as of right now, is 83. Meaning, Greg Miller's the winner. Yep.
Greg would have won regardless.
Either way.
So I feel good about it. I refuted it. Said I didn't want to do Price is Right, but I would have lost anyway.
Yeah. How do you feel, Greg?
I feel great, guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because for a while there, yeah, it was awesome. I was nailing it. And then I saw it go up to 85. It was up to 85 at one point.
I saw 87
like,
for a while.
Ooh, out here, you know what I mean? And then other people came around, they took it down, and here we are.
Here
on
we
the
are.
Nose, on the money. You
here
know what I mean?
Let's check in next week.
Yeah.
sure, but I still get the pizza party.
Yeah, Greg wins. Greg
I get
wins.
The pizza party was the bet.
Mm-hmm.
So this I need a pizza party. Square Pie Guys does delivery. Or I'm sorry, they do lunch now. So what's
called being a pizza party?
Well, you know what, Fran? You won it. You're probably playing on PC without us again.
It's funny. Didn't I come
sorry,
up
you're probably
with
talking
the bet,
to your Discord friends.
Didn't I? I think I was. Because I thought I remembered making fun of like Andrea during it. I was like, oh, and Andrea will send you champagne. Didn't I say that? Anyway, could have been any time.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Com, or you know,
yeah, let us
about.
Know.
Who the hell
kind
of
funny.com.
Speaking of Death Stranding, though, have you guys been playing at all since last week?
No. Nonstop.
They shut the servers down. Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah, they're on in
maintenance,
maintenance for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So today's the first day they're back.
You could still play it for clarity.
Yes.
But the
there's no
shared
point.
Structures and stuff.
So starting with you, Imran, have you had any interest in going back at
no.
all?
I finished the game. I'm done with it unless there's some like big DLC or some huge update. I'm probably never going to go back.
Finished up about 42 hours it was.
48.
Yeah.
48. Greg Miller.
Yeah.
Have you had any means to go
I
back?
I played a little bit. More like so since you know I've talked about this I don't know on shows or whatever but a few different times so just to bring Gamescast listeners up to speed on what my week's been right we did the Death Stranding review felt a weight off my shoulders I was like Friday night I had Sean Crankle was going to come in for We Have Cool Friends I was like I gotta get After Party busted out before he gets here started it Friday that's when the week caught up to me that one all-nighter and then the Halloween party and everything else and I started falling asleep during After Party and I'm like well I like After Party already I know that the dialogue's funny I don't want to ruin this experience then it was Extra Life then I came back from Extra Life and slept all Sunday then Monday I started playing games again and was in a weird mood because I'm very, very, very hyped right now for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order based on our preview and like knowing it's close and we should get review code at any second. So I was like, I did the wrong thing where I was like, I'm not going to start anything new because I don't want to. But so then I started jumping around between games. I was like, none of this is hitting the spot. Played some Death Stranding there.
Okay.
And it was very much like, oh man, it's so good to be back. Like I was really excited to be back to it, but I was in the mood for something a little bit like,
more action.
Not even action. Just I don't even know. I'm in the mood for being a fucking Jedi.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, this isn't
mind.
What I want, right? So I ran three or four missions, popped out of that, played. I probably the most I've played through things is Borderlands, right? I did Bloody Harvest stuff that I hadn't done in the retail unit. I'm working on my platinum trophy there. Just chip damage on that.
If people want more information on your thoughts on Borderlands, Bloody Harvest.
We have first off, we have the Borderlands show that's out now. You can go get it, youtube.com/Borderlands game. And then Fran and I did a Cool Greg and me did Concrete Genies, the video game book club. Then Fran and I did Borderlands, and we put them in one episode that needs to go up on Patreon as soon as I'm off this show.
Can I say that, like, that event is neat, but I feel like they should let it be toggled on and off.
Yeah. Did you read the Forbes thing?
No.
Forbes put up an opinion piece the other day. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's cool, but like, I'd love to turn off because now I'm just getting terror drops all the time.
Yeah, I want to go do Slaughter Star because we need to finish that. It's just, I don't want to do it when there's ghosts everywhere.
Yeah. I hear you.
For clarity, too, for Video Game Club, if I'm a newer listener here, what does that mean?
Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames for $1.
$1 above
gets you all of the video show. It will not go live anywhere else. You'll have also a bevy of other episodes that are up already where you hear us talk about a million.
Our division episode.
Anyways, then I jumped around and saw it, but I did not get Jedi yet. So I've just been like, I'm not going to start anything new. And they're like, fuck. I could have totally started something new. So I started Modern Warfare and I've been playing through that and whatever.
I was watching you play in the back and I was like, I was laughing because you were aiming a laser at a car.
Yeah.
And like that, like summon a missile down to the car. Yeah. Then you immediately just turn and like aim the laser right in the face of somebody.
I just wanted to see if I could. There was a guy who's like wounded over there and he's like reaching for his like pistol. And I'm just like, oh, fuck this guy in particular. Like, fucking scud missile to the gut.
So Death Stranding, though.
Death Stranding, yeah. I played a little bit more. I can't wait to get back to it. Very excited this morning. Woke up, turned on both PS4s, my travel PS4 and homie PS4, to finally sync my trophies to the thing. Mm-hmm. I got 63%, and I was like, oh, this is a platinum I'm going to get.
Yeah. So one thing that we didn't get to last week in the review, Greg, is get a real concise take on what is your Twitter review of this game?
You want me to read it off Twitter? Because I put it up.
Oh, I mean, if you want
you
it.
You can actually find it.
I mean, I have to go back. I tweet too much. Yeah. I mean, my Twitter review of this game is like, I love this game. I love Death Stranding. I totally understand why other people don't. For me, it was a game that hit at the right time and hit in the right ways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for me, it is very much like legitimately, people think I'm joking when I say this. I'm not, because I've seen so many reviews and people be like, it's hard to recommend Death Stranding. And I'm like, I don't think it is at all. I think the test is very simple. Does hiking in the rain sound like fun to you? Like in a video game form? Like, does that sound like something you would enjoy? And it's a yes or no binary decision. Because for me, like for real, playing that game and wandering over the mountains and wandering through the grass and just listening to the rain and carrying my thing. And like the gameplay being of how do I balance? How do I climb over that? How do I map myself out?
I've been thinking
all
about
of that work.
Yeah,
for
what
me.
Are my upgrades? Where do I get them?
I think I would have liked the game more if it were just that.
Yep.
If you like, you took out the mules and the BTs and all that stuff, and it was just walking through.
Mules and BTs, I don't mind. I like the I like how that shakes up what I'm doing. I mm-hmm. like that little bit of like, oh fuck, I wasn't expecting this. Even though mules, you see coming a mile away. Mm-hmm. It's more like we were talking about in the thing of getting towards the end there, and they start making it more Metal Geary, where it is right. like, okay, now I'm fighting something. I wish this never happened. I wish Norman was very much like, I'm just doing anti personnel weaponry that won't kill you or something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know. Which is how I played it, but again, it's how I
rubber bullets.
I think if they were if they caught you less often and you were able to escape from them easier,
yeah.
without any like actual combat scenarios,
yeah.
that would have been a much better like. Kind of
you're talking about BTs or
BTs?
Oh yeah, CBTs. I felt like it was so rare that I did fight. Even like yesterday, Andy was trying to Andy. I know talked to you about something he ran into, and he was talking to me about it. And he was talking about fighting him, and I was just like, oh, like yeah, I never really did that. Like up until you get there's a way you eventually like you can sever things, and I'm like, oh okay, that'll do because I'm not really fighting it. Otherwise, it was like there they are. I'm gonna go around this way. I'm gonna do this. So, but again, it's how you play. It's
You've been playing nonstop. You're saying you kind of did it in a way that you're like, ugh, about it. Is that accurate?
No, I'm not exhausted. I'm just saying the game is not over for me. That's my exasperation,
which will never end.
I'm enjoying it. There's so much to play. I'm now getting nervous about.
Did you make story progress? Or
oh yeah, ton. So yeah, I went from about 40 hours, let's call it, to 62 hours now. So since the last Games Cast, that's exactly how much more I've put in. I think I've doubled the amount of chapter progress. I've gone through major, major story beats, and I'm approaching the end. I get the sense that the way I'm playing on hard mode again, and I have a few things to share on that are non-spoilery that I've figured out, you know, about if you want to play that way. But I think I'm like 15 hours out, maybe 20. I was talking to Greg, which is shocking because he defeated it, you know, 37. About 37.
Mm-hmm. But I was playing on normal, not hard. Yeah.
So, review-wise, though, I definitely went from that initial, like, it was a lot to take in because I was surprised, and there was a lot of, like, heavy story moments that, you know, for me, I don't like sitting there. I went through the same thing in Red Dead 2 PC. We might talk about that, and I'm just like, I like the story stuff, but I want to get to the gameplay, and this game started with a lot, you know, in the beginning of story, and then you start walking around, and the upgrade path is slow at first. It's brutal. So anyway, long story short, as I have gone back to it, I have totally found myself, immersed in the world, the smell of it, you know, the atmosphere. I'm loving it. And I go back and I find myself wanting to do menial side missions.
Yeah.
I see stuff lying around and I'm like, I kind of want to go pick that up.
That was what was so exciting for me coming back to it for like the couple hours I did the other night, where it was like, oh, cool. I just get to do this. And I know that sounds dumb, but like when we were trying to review it and I was trying to run to the next story mission, I was trying to get through the next thing, and it was like suddenly I was just wandering and it was like, cool, let's load up. I am going there, but then that is over there and I'll actually make the beaten path. Oh, I found this thing. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so like just with no spoilers, I'm like totally know exactly what to do, right? Now I'm like trying to beeline in a mission. And there's like a couple side mission things that are just I've never finished since about 40 hours ago that I have not let go. To show you how OCD I am about this, you can just cancel them and get rid of the likes. It's not a big deal. But I'm like, I know where I put my gear. Like it's in a post box. I want to go back and do that, but I'm like struggling to not do it to keep pushing forward. So meaning I want to, but for the sake of like how big the game is, I find myself pushing through. But I think that's a good sign, right? I'm willing to go do stuff that I'm like I kind of just want to get some upgrades, some likes, and so anyway. I'm really liking it. Why do I like this game? Again, I probably said it last week, but I'll repeat it. It is like bleak and lonely and desolate, and that's like the whole point of this, and it is a survival adventure terrain simulator, like Greg is saying. It's definitely got, you know, you can get in some fights if you want, or you run into these ghosts and things happen, but that's not the most of it by any long shot. And there's boss fights even, and that's, again, by a long shot, that's not the most of it.
As someone that doesn't care about the story, what do you think of the story? Do you like it?
I was thinking going in that I was going to be like, I don't understand the marketing. I don't understand the baby. I don't understand Kojima. What is wrong? Like, what's going on? But now that I've played it, I'm like, oh, it totally has like a basic narrative I can understand.
It's a very straightforward story.
It is. And honestly, like it went, I actually appreciate that, as confusing and weird as it seems at first. You're like, oh, this is going on. And now I understand now. And so I'm sort of tracking towards the end with, I pretty much understand the world. And I think I said it last week too, like it starts to feel real. That's how immersive the game is. I feel as crazy as the story is, I start to feel like this is kind of real to me.
I'll be your BB.
Yeah, where's my BB?
So what was your thing about hard mode?
Yeah, so anyway, I really like the game. Not everybody's going to like it, like we said, but I like games with cargo and stuff. I brought up Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, and, you know, that's a game about
under
delivering
likes,
cargo.
You listed cargo.
Yeah, no, like, real deal. So anyway, I'm playing on hard mode. I would want to put it out there if you're going in or you're already playing even. Consider flipping it on. You can flip it off at any time. You just restart your mission. But
I think it only affects combat, right?
No. So I figured out a few things. It definitely – I was talking to Greg about this yesterday, and I didn't do the science on it. So I'm like, all right, let me take the 5 minutes and just do it. So Timefall, as an example, is a thing in the game. But, you know, rain deteriorates your gear without getting too deep into it. And so I was like, I was like, Greg, when I'm out in the rain, I'm like terrified. I'm like running, trying to find a shelter, trying to, I'm bringing canisters of spray, like, you have this spray to like heal it. And I was like, are you going through needing it all? He's like, I kind of, and I'm like, I could just tell the way he was saying it. He wasn't running into it like I was. So anyway, long story short, it does twice as much damage on hard. So you start to really get gear damage, but that actually only affects your likes. You're not going to lose gear unless you're out in the rain for a long time. So anyway, that's one thing. Definitely enemies and bosses are harder. But instead of, you know, I think here's the thing you think about if you want to play in hard mode. And you get more likes for it, as far as I can tell. It just feels more real. But if you want to go through a few attempts at a boss fight, it's more like that.
Yeah.
I feel like, Greg, based on, or just tell me, how many tries did it take you on most bosses?
One.
Exactly.
I don't think, and it was very rare, if at all.
Yeah. Like maybe you had a quick initial, like, wait, what's going on? Okay.
I think the only time I died, I ran out of supplies, so I just couldn't kill it.
Exactly. So to me, that's a meter that I said, wait a second. I know that it's not about the boss fights, but that and some other stuff, I think you might appreciate hard mode. Mules, I particularly, maybe because I'm impatient, I find very difficult. I think the AI is bumped up that it can sense you a lot easier. So that
I didn't realize till after I beat the game that there's like a shoulder check move that, like, you know the mules that block all your hits? You just hit them with that, then punch them, and that's it.
I have only fought so many mules because they actually are kind of hard.
Like, the game doesn't tell you this. It's only in the tips menu.
Yeah, I read there's so many tips in the tips.
There's like 200 tips.
But anyway, consider hard mode.
I got too many
the tries. Anniversary of too many cooks today.
Yeah. Oh, but I really do genuinely recommend, like, why not try hard mode? If you don't like it, just change it. You know, like, why not? I did it in God of War, too, and I loved it because, for me, it forces you to really start thinking about your loadouts and your gear in a way that maybe you won't necessarily have to do normal. But it's going to take you a while. So if you're worried, it probably does add, you know, I don't know, if Greg was playing the way he did, maybe it would have added 10 hours. I don't know.
I bet it would have. Yeah.
So something to consider. But anyway, I'm really digging the game. Can't wait to finish it and hopefully share more on that. But
I'm excited to get back to it. That's my thing.
And I can't wait to see structures appearing, hopefully, from other players. Yeah, and really, because we played on a limited social network, and how is that going to change now that it's out, you know, as of this recording tonight?
Yeah. So crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Moving on from Death Stranding. Normally, we talk about all the games we've been playing and stuff, but there's a topic of the show that I've been wanting to get to since August 13th, and I keep having it in my notes, and we haven't been able to get there. I feel like today is the right time to do it. Thank you very much, Barrett. Can you bring this up to show the people? PlayStation UK tweeted out, "Don't think about it, just answer. What's the first game that comes to mind for each PlayStation generation so far? Go."
Don't think about it. Just PS1,
PS2, PS3.
That's tough.
Now, here's the thing.
Especially after you guys.
I want to take this and turn it into the podcast form, which is let's think
about
it.
Right,
let's discuss
it.
But I didn't want to prep you on this.
I always like looking like a horse's
ass. I want the discussion to be here. Let's start with PlayStation 1.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yep. Same.
Metal Gear Solid.
Final Fantasy VII, I
saw. Final Fantasy VII. Crash Bandicoot.
3.
Warped.
Where would you name
my man.
You're naming more than one?
Discussion,
this is,
Fran.
This is the podcast debate, Fran. Okay. God, Fran.
MGS by
those,
far.
Is there any other things that we would say are in...
For PS1?
Wait, I got a question for you guys. What was that one? I thought it was called One or something. It was a side-scrolling, like, shooter game that was really cool, but it was like... It stood alone. It was called One or something. You guys don't remember this?
No, sorry. Can't find it.
You would recognize
give me a little
it
more.
I'm going to have to look it up. It was called a name like One.
I mean, it definitely isn't the answer to this question.
A little Contra-esque, But no, but it was because it was around launch period, and I just remembered hopping into that, and I would have never played it otherwise. So that one does stand out to me for whatever reason. But it was MGS, like, by far.
Like, yeah, because I feel like Twisted
unless
Metal.
Unless it's on 2, but yeah.
2 would be up there as well with Tekken that type 3. Of thing. Mm-hmm. Tekken 3, yeah. That's a good one.
I'm trying, like, I'm going through the PlayStation Classic in my head. I'm like, yeah. How do these games aren't great?
Castlevania, too. Symphony of Night, but I feel like that's a little bit too obscure.
No, no way. That's a,
I mean, it's great, but
it's
I don't.
It's a famous game.
Yeah, but I think compared to some of the other, like, I wouldn't say put that over any of the ones.
Yeah,
we
MGS Final Fantasy VII would have been for me, like, by far.
What about Resident Evil 2?
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Okay. Okay. All right, Barrett. Boss Baby coming through in the car.
Any of the Resident Evils, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. RE1 or 2, in terms of just
two.
Iconic
absolutely
for the thing?
Two. Yeah.
Nah, even one, man, because
you weren't even
was
alive.
I know. But, I mean, I was still raised with that all that stuff, you know? Like, my stepdad had a PS1 and PS2, and I played a bunch of those games. Yeah. Not all the way through, but those were the games that were stood out to me as a little kid. From out of
I
the
feel
era.
Like Spyro's up there as well, but no, I would put not. Crash 3. I mean, it entirely is. Look at the sales, Greg.
Yeah, I know Skylanders has done real well.
That's how it's Skylanders.
I gotta pull up a list.
But I do feel like it is between Crash Warped, Final Fantasy VII, and Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Gran Turismo for me as well.
Gran Turismo
sure.
2.
Like, it never absolutely. Did much for me and like still doesn't do much
for
me.
Yeah, but historically for PlayStation, right?
Are we judging by impact or like what we think
just
is
what,
actually
just
I mean, the thing is like
you, what you think of.
That what's the first game to come to mind for each PlayStation generation so far?
Like,
I
for
feel
me,
like
yeah, that answer begins and ends at Final Fantasy VII. Like,
yeah.
It's maybe not even my favorite game for that console, but it is the one that I think of most because that's the game I bought a PS1 for. I remember specifically, there was a Game Players preview. The headline was, it'll be the greatest game ever made, and it's only for PlayStation. I'm like, fuck my N64-owning idiot self. Like, why do I not have this game?
Fuck Conker's Bad Fur Day. I don't need this shit anymore.
So I was like, oh, God, I have to have this game because it's going to be the best game of all time.
And yeah.
It's up there for sure.
That's a solid list. If we had to come up with
there's a lot more.
If we had to come up with the top 5.
Okay.
PlayStation 1. I'm just like, what 5 games defined PlayStation 1.
Oh, shit. Wipeout.
I can't do that off the top of my head because I just, like... It, I mean, there's just, like, so many games
how do people
on PlayStation, period, by now. Like, meaning I know we're already missing stuff. Like,
of course.
You're going to miss stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
How do people feel
and
about
I know,
the Tomb
Raider? I'm not willing to do it because I...
Tomb Raider, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Tomb Raider would have been
Final Fantasy Tactics.
See, perfect example.
No.
Yes. No. What?
We're not saying best games.
Okay.
It's games that defined the console.
I would say Final Fantasy Tactics defines that console.
I would say that it's either 7 or Tactics, and you go 7.
By 100,000%. And Tomb Raider, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we missed that is my
cultural icon.
Yeah. But that game was demonstrated what PlayStation
the
could
power
do.
Of
like, it looked, you know, because it did 3D, but unlike Mario, it was a very realistic look, right? And at that time, that was a really big deal.
I mean, it came out the same month as Mario 64, which was kind of not great for it, because like it was this tank control platformer game versus Mario 64, which is not tank controlled. Mm-hmm. It was one of the very first examples of, you know, direct analog
it was
movement.
Still cool, man.
Yeah,
but the camera was definitely so much worse in Tomb Raider.
Yeah, trying not to swim Mario in Tomb Raider wasn't great, but that game Tomb Raider 2 refined it to an extent that I believe that game is way better. Mm-hmm. Like that was, I feel like the first Assassin's Creed 2 style jump over a previous game.
Hmm. Tomb Raider 1 had the mansion, though, with the freezer and the butler.
2 did.
2?
Yeah.
Okay, then 2's the answer for Tomb Raider.
Why are you
was
locking
2
him
on
in
PS1?
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Why are you locking him in there?
It's fun.
1, 2, and 3 were on PS1. 4 was on PS2.
What was the name of 4?
Angel of Darkness.
Oh, I didn't like that one.
It was a bad game.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, they cut half the game before they shipped. Like, there were several levels that were supposed to be in it, but Eidos wanted a sequel, so they're like, we're going to need a sequel next year, so they just cut half the game out. Then they never released a sequel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
What happy. Else you got, friend?
No, I was just trying to make the list. I'm like, it's got to be Final Fantasy VII. It's got to be MGS. It's got to be Tomb Raider. I feel
Parappa.
Like we have those three. What are the other two we're putting
Crash
on the list?
3, I'm telling you.
I would put Parappa over Crash 3.
Look at the sales numbers alone.
If we're going by what defined generation,
yeah, I mean,
that Crash was when Sony was weird.
It's just,
and Sony being weird was Parappa.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's not just
niche.
Sales.
Parappa doesn't hold up.
It's not just sales, but I mean, it's like you can't think about PlayStation without
Jumping
PlayStation
Flash.
1 without Crash.
Just culturally, right? Like, Parappa the Rappa, like, that comes up nowadays because it's funny and it was goofy and people, mm-hmm. like, Crash is still like a household name, man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, it totally
I think
is,
you're overestimating how much Household Name Crash is.
I never got into it.
I think you're majorly underestimating.
That remaster sold well, but for a long time, that thing was in the doldrums.
I'm not just talking about the remake, though. Mm. Like, sales of the original Crash.
He's the
But if we're just going by sales, then, like, Gran Turismo is, like, the top of this choice.
What's another game that maybe had those, you know, because pre-rendered cutscenes was like one of the defining things of PlayStation. So was there like another game that did that?
Square Enix was kind of
like Tomb Raider and Final Fantasy.
I mean, not Square Enix. Square was doing a lot of that at the time.
They're the trailblazers.
But Resident Evil had pre-rendered stuff. I'm trying to think, is there something else? That was one of its biggest things, like just cutting to like the realism of something.
Twisted Metal had the live action ones.
Silent Hill. Not pre-rendered cutscenes, but that's a game that I would use to define... Yeah. The PS1 generation.
But I feel like with that, it's that or Resident Evil, and you got to give it to Resident Evil.
What about...
They're different enough games, but this is limited by us limiting it to five. Because I could stay here all day and list, these are games that define the PS1 generation to me, and it would be a list of like 25.
I think you're right that you should have Fighter on there, but I don't know that it's Tekken. Like, which...
It's Tekken 3.
Yeah. It would either be Tekken 3 or Alpha 3.
Which Street Fighters were on that at the time, and were they any good, you know?
The EX games, which are
Yeah,
and Alpha games, which, Alpha games were good.
Oh, wait, did it have... well, Dreamcast had Marvel vs. Capcom. Did PlayStation?
It had X-Men vs. Street Fighter.
But it had the worst version.
Yeah.
The answer's Tekken 3, if we're talking just fighters.
I don't have anything against Tekken. It's just that, actually, now looking back, it's kind of a shame that it was... nothing against Tekken, but when I think of the greatest fighters of all time, it tends to be a Street Fighter, a Mortal Kombat now.
Fighting games were in a weird
Soul
place
Calibur.
Then.
Yeah, Tekken is always weird.
If we get... Like, even if DOA we had to name Dreamcast, then yes, it would be Soul Calibur, but...
Yeah.
Anyway... But yeah, maybe Tekken's on there because I bet you that had some of the pre-rendered. Absolutely.
It did. It had the endings.
Character.
Which endings, used to be a thing that you'd buy a home video game version of an arcade game for.
Just
to get
the story.
Actually, Gran Turismo. Like, that'd be a pretty darn good list right there.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 2, I guess.
Two would
if that
be
was
the
on there, absolutely.
Big one.
Let me
I think.
Pull up.
I would have to bump Crash off.
I would say Ridge Racer.
There's
personally.
No
Crash
chance.
Bandicoot is not getting kicked off this fucking
for
list.
For Tekken. I would agree with that.
No, okay, hold on.
Meaning if you had to make a choice, because I'm not kicking off Gran Turismo. That absolutely is so defining for PlayStation. In fact, think of how many people bought it and the wheel.
See, but I would argue
it was like a crazy
I would argue that Gran Turismo 3
on PlayStation
represents
2?
The PS2 more but than right, Gran Turismo at all no. is for PS1.
And Gran Turismo 3 outsold GTA 3, if we want to start talking
3
about
was that. When it was like at its
PlayStation
pinnacle.
2 was insanely, like insane. So you can't compare the two. Meaning on PlayStation, though.
But you can, by definition of what we're doing.
If you want to go look
he's
at sales, Gran Turismo absolutely
I mean,
sold
like,
a
if
crap
you,
ton.
If you wanted to argue like representative of the PlayStation brand, I personally, I don't know that I would give this like a overall objective thing. I feel like Ridge Racer, I align myself better with.
Ridge Racer.
Yeah,
it's Ridge Racer.
It was the launch game. Like I think of like Ridge Racer 3 as a more important
PlayStation
totally game.
I totally think of them.
But granted, I don't like sim racers, so Gran Turismo just never did it for me.
Let's see.
You got to get your license, dude. All
right, so the list so far right now, just like games that are potentially here that I want to break down. I want to get to this five. Crash Bandicoot 3, Final Fantasy 7, Gran Turismo 2, Resident Evil 2, Tomb Raider 2, Parappa the Rappa, Ridge Racer. Which one?
Let's say 3.
Tekken 3, Metal Gear Solid. Castlevania, I'll just put on there.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. It's crazy that Symphony of the Night was on I would absolutely put it
on. Am I missing one there that...
I'm sure we're missing
that
guns.
We were talking about?
That's why I'm literally looking at
Wait, do we? How do we feel about Parappa still sticking on?
I think he's on. Like, I feel like it's like when you look at this, you need to kind of compare the things, and then that's when it's like, which one is more iconic? And it's like, Parappa versus Crash. That's not a question.
In my head, I was like, I was going through the PlayStation All-Stars characters. I'm like, holy shit, this roster sucks ass.
Hey. Like,
there's no one for the PS1.
And why does
right?
it suck? Why does it suck? Because there's one omission.
There were
one
tons
emission.
Of omissions.
Though there was tons of omissions.
Isaac
but
Clark,
but
they fixed it.
Deep.
They eventually put him in there.
They did.
The DMC Dante was the one everyone was clamoring for.
So GTA 2 was
no,
that...
No, keep GTA off there.
Yeah, that they were
no,
on
no,
PC
GTA,
first, right?
GTA did not hit big until... I mean, didn't
three.
Hit
no.
relevancy.
Get out of here, Frank. You're just reading Wikipedia.
No, I'm like double... No, I was trying to look. GTA 2 was
it's
on
not a Google Doc. I can...
But, can you make it a Google Doc and share with me so I can see it while I talk?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, I feel like the list is pretty good there.
But it is good, but we have to get it to 5.
mean, that's going to take like hours just to do the PlayStation 1. We might want to do one generation of show, Tim. Like,
I don't think FF7 leaves that list, period.
No.
Yeah.
In my opinion, looking at this, hold on, Greg, I want to send it to you.
I was going
to
say Chrono Trigger was
it's at the bottom.
Chrono Cross was the PS1
game. Yeah, and Chrono Cross as well. But Chrono Trigger.
It released as a PS1 version. Like,
was it on SNES first?
Yeah,
it was. Okay. It was a late, it was a late SNES game, like 96.
Yes, SNES.
Sorry,
kiddo. SNES is a very common term.
No, it's not.
It's 100%. I'm sorry, Greg. You want to tell the
kid?
It's
a common term, but people are wrong.
It is common. It's just a dumb way to say it. You know what I mean?
SNES. How many like syllables do you want to get into?
Four. I want to get into four.
So is it okay to say NES?
It's weird.
Yeah, that's a character. You don't say in a game. NES.
I say NES.
I say NES.
When you say NES, I think of that one game that he's from.
Earthbound.
Yeah.
Really left an impression on you.
Help me out in the YouTube comments once it gets up there. Leave it. How many of you use that term? I use all the terms for
I'm sure people use the term. Ones. I'm just like.
That's why they should all be acceptable. Mm. They're wrong.
Language is like fluid, but not that Jason fluid. Mraz. Me and Jason Mraz, buddy's friend.
All right, anyway.
All right, so Greg, you looking at this list here?
Yeah.
Are we missing anything?
Well, probably, yeah. Hell yeah, I'm sure we're missing a lot. I'm sure the chat's
I noticed we didn't talk about Wipeout, which technically...
We're back. This is why I fucking... Every time they'd be like, time for a top 25 list at IGN, I'd be like, oh, like, what are we trying to build? Are we trying to build our thing? Are we trying to say we're putting this onto a gold disc and shooting it in space saying, here's what the PS1 is?
I mean, like...
The iconic PlayStation 1
game. Well, then take the Tracer off of there.
There was
absolutely not.
There's an online outlet this week that put out their top 100 games of the decade. And they couldn't decide when reading that list whether it's impact or quality. Mm-hmm. So, like, the top 10 is a makeup of, like, okay, I guess Fortnite and Minecraft are also, like, impactful games.
So
this is such an easy list
to
make.
This is impact. This list
we're
is
solely
pure
going by impact.
Impact. It's not quality.
Impact can be defined in a lot of ways, but. Yes, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Metal Gear Solid, Tomb Raider 2,
Symphony of
Resident
the Night
Evil
created
2.
An entire genre.
And Final Fantasy VII. That's your list.
Metroidvania, what do you think the second part of that is?
Well, I get that, but what was the first half?
Symphony
of
the
first?
Night was like an incredible and, I mean, it's a top 100 classic game, so it's absolutely on the list.
All right. We'll do it this way. We're going to start going through them, and we're going to see if it's a unanimous in.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
You're picking five. Of his list here.
Oh my God.
Don't even say Ridge Racer. Do me the.
What do you mean?
I would say throw off Parappa and throw off Ridge Racer.
Thank you.
Let's just start
some
cutting
sense
the fat.
Okay.
From the
there's a lot
man
of steak going on here, all right? But I need to get the fat off this steak and I need to roll in some seasoning. You know what I'm talking about? Give me that salt.
Okay.
So Metal Gear Solid.
Unanimous. Come on.
Unanimous. Yeah. We all say it. Okay. So that's one.
That's also easy, too, if you do that. And then obviously.
I just realized this is also an audio podcast, so we need to actually say what we're voting for and not just raise our hands.
Yeah. It's rougher.
So Metal Gear Solid.
Definitely.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, 100%.
And here's where it gets tough now.
I would argue that the next obvious one is Crash Bandicoot 3.
Why three? Why not one?
Because the answer is three.
Like here's my thing, though. So now we're talking about iconic, though, right? Or impact, right? Wouldn't Crash 1 have the more impact?
No, because it was Crash 3.
Fine, make it three. Are you going to vote at the table? Who's voting on Crash?
Here's my thing. Is like I am definitely voting for Crash. Yes.
Okay, that's only two people so far. Imran?
I'm not.
Thank you. Same votes as Symphony of the Night, Tim. What are you going to do
but
about
Barrett's
it?
The tiebreaker.
Hold on.
That's voting.
Oh, Barrett's voting now?
He's only tiebreaker.
It's not about voting. I'm trying to see what are the
unanimous ones. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But that's what I'm trying to point out. It's not unanimous, so we can come back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think from here on out, though,
we've
none
already
of them
got
are
two
unanimous.
That's the question. Do any of us fully think, like unanimously think Gran Turismo 2, Resident Evil 2, Tomb Raider 2, Tekken 3, Castlevania and
Crash. RE2 and Tekken 3 are ones I would fight for.
I would say RE2, yeah.
RE2, we
I'd
should
fight
vote
for Tekken 3.
So let's do Resident Evil 2 because I guarantee you that's going to be unanimous, right? Or except
you
for you.
Said I think he'd go the opposite.
But fine, let's see. Can we do RE2?
You know, I mean,
that's like an obvious one. He's afraid it's going to knock off Crash.
No, I'm not. There's no fear. Crash is in it. Like, that's so crazy to think otherwise.
See? Suck on
it. But my bigger thing is, I think for me, it's either RE or Tomb Raider.
No way, it's both. Dude. I would not separate the two.
What do you mean no? What are you thinking there, Barrett?
I think they're both top five for most iconic for
all
the
right,
PS1.
I hate this.
This is already a shit show.
You know what? You're right, Barrett. Look at it.
He
like,
is right.
I would say Crash, Final Fantasy VII, RE2, Tomb Raider 2, and Metal Gear Solid.
That was everything except for Crash was spot on.
Gran Turismo, Tekken, and Castlevania are all iconic, but the others are more iconic.
So Final Fantasy VII, Gran Turismo 2, Resident Evil 2, and Tomb Raider, you're suggesting. Oh, no, wait, sorry.
That's not an old predator.
Is anyone going to argue against RE2 or Tomb Raider making the list?
No. If I had to argue for either one of those, it would be RE2 over Tomb Raider, but.
And okay, so RE2's in.
Push game to shove, but yeah. So far we all like those two, right,
Greg?
Greg?
Yeah, I'm good.
Greg Miller, Tomb Raider 2.
Yeah,
Greg's having because I'm putting it in. Crisis.
I mean, again, so we're going by impact.
You is that, can't say a word.
Is that what we said? Iconic. Then yes.
Impact. Iconic.
Then shut up, everybody. Fuck yeah. You kidding me? Lara Croft was on fucking magazine cover.
What do you guys
see?
What
are
you talking about? Marketing?
This is back in the day it's when like fucking it. Kids were playing with sticks exactly. And balls, and here comes Lara Croft. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That, she was everywhere.
That's where I take issue with your criteria, which is unclear. You're saying impact, and then you're saying.
This has nothing to do with
what's the difference? What is the difference
because,
between those?
Because impact, Symphony of the Night absolutely is impactful.
They're all
but iconic. Okay, not compared to Crash at the time.
Totally.
So they're
not just
odds.
At the time.
You're saying like, your criteria.
The question that started it all, Fran, is what's the first game to come to mind for each PlayStation?
I know, Metal Gear Solid.
Europe's
the only one
Twitter is tearing
list.
Us apart.
See, you decided to do top five. By the way, I know I'm being super obnoxious. It's because like, I thought that's what we're doing now.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If you didn't know, everybody, this is just a character Fran does. He doesn't do this with every fucking decision you make and then leave you on a fucking PlayStation 4 all alone with Borderlands.
What I was trying to get at, by the way, was if we stick to the original goal, like, are we all going to agree it's at Metal Gear Solid? Like, we haven't even done the initial thing. What is the single game out of the list? Not the top five.
I mean, I don't. That's too
hard. Oh, you need to make five. I see. I can easily say it's Metal Gear Solid
I'll say
for me.
Metal Gear.
I'll say
if
Metal
you have
seven.
To choose just one out of that entire list we made, would
you mind if like that generation? Like it was mostly JRPGs for me. Like that was what I was just playing. So
I don't think it's easily Metal Gear Solid. Hmm. I think it's
a really close race between Final Fantasy and Metal Gear, and
I would also include Crash and Tomb Raider for that.
Nah,
Lara Croft, man.
She's
on magazines.
No, he's right.
She was on magazines.
Crash Bandicoot, he danced and stuff.
Tim, I'm with you on the Crash
great,
train.
But sorry.
But I would say, like, yeah, Final Fantasy, way more iconic for that platform. I would even put RE2 above Crash in that sense. I think Crash is definitely top five. But I think those two,
it's great.
Which remake sold
agree.
Better? RE2 or Crash?
Crash.
No. RE2 sold better.
Play Mario Kart already, will you?
Yeah, you already rescinded your 7.
Yeah, we already called.
I
Pierre.
Love Mario Kart. It's good.
All right, cool.
Tim's like having a meltdown over
PS2.
I'm not having a meltdown. What are you talking about?
PS2 might actually be more contentious.
So let's get into it. Yeah. PlayStation 2.
Metal Gear Solid
Auto.
2.
Literally, that's what I
was. But you can put /3 because I know I'm going to lose that argument, probably.
Devil May Cry.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Final
Devil
Fantasy
May Cry. God of fucking War.
Devil May Cry
2.
3.
God of War 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Metal Gear Solid 2, God of War 2.
Kingdom Hearts.
Final Fantasy 10. I would put 10 over Kingdom Hearts.
Oni.
I put Kingdom Hearts 2.
Persona 4.
Ooh.
See, I think more of Persona
Impact,
4 for
no.
Vita. Yeah,
of course. You're a man of culture and taste.
Yeah, I mean, again, these aren't our favorite games.
Shadow
this
of the Colossus.
Think,
yeah,
stand
Shadow
out.
You have to have on there.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank?
It still just doesn't hold a candle in
Jack
terms of
three.
The
no.
impact
three?
To like Metal Gear and Final Fantasy still, like, so, you know, so huge.
I would say Ratchet and Clank just been, like, that was a very important game. I would
Which one
like
up your arsenal? Which one you put on there?
Yeah, I would say up your arsenal. Like, that series was very important for kids my age to get really interested into PS2. Like, I think that was, like, a big one.
Metal Gear Solid 3 is legitimately one of the best games of all time.
Wow. But I feel like 2's more iconic.
Yeah. Mm.
2 See? Defines the PlayStation.
I mean, there's been more big boss games than Solid Snake games at this point.
Great yeah, point. But still, like, 2 was, like, a cultural phenomenon.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, it was monstrous.
It coming out, the people buying games just to play the demo of it. Yeah.
Two, like,
I mean, it's hard to argue, but from a quality perspective,
three, I
like,
think three's better,
three
but that's
three.
Not the
yeah,
question.
Yeah, that's not our list, exactly. Like, to me, honestly, Metal Gear Solid 2 is like almost the easiest choice by far. Even like Final Fantasy 10 was big, but it's not Metal Gear Solid 2.
Are we man. Putting a Burnout game on this list? I'm just saying,
no, because the favorites, absolutely.
Once we get to PS3, I'm gonna put a Burnout game on there.
Paris?
Yeah,
looking at this list right now, to me, the ones that I'm like, there's no debating.
Wait, right now, the list is this, and then you're gonna tell everybody, right? Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, Devil May Cry, God of War 2, GTA 3, which even there, I was going to say Vice City or San Andreas.
Would probably be the one I'd pick.
I would say Vice City.
Kingdom Hearts, Vice City, Final Fantasy X, Shadow of the Colossus, and one of the worst spellings I've ever seen from Tim. Ratchet and Clank up your arsenal.
Shadow of Te Colossus.
I think just try to pick one of the GTAs because it's got to be on this stuff.
San Andreas is the most like,
but again, it's not our favorite.
Yeah,
it's like the most.
Yeah.
I think it's Vice City.
It's the game that sold the most, I would say.
But I still think Vice City is the most.
PS2,
Grand Theft Auto. Like GTA 3 was like it opened up a whole new world, and Vice City was just like holy
shit.
This
is unreal. And
Tommy
Vercetti,
like,
exactly. The vibe was so cool.
Everything about it, I think.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
if I'm giving the GTA the nod for the GTA slot, I would say Vice City as well. Remember the commercial?
And I ran.
Of course.
It was a good commercial.
God of War 2, man. I mean.
The farewell, but you know what I mean? The farewell. The swan song for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
PS3 was already there. Nobody was fucking buying it.
Seen if we missed
the two that I've bolded are MGS2 and GTA Vice City.
I want you to get off your ass and bold God of War 2.
Yeah.
Because I'll be dead in the ground before we do this list without a God of War on this thing.
I agree on that.
It's not going to make a list. I just want to shout out Tony Hawk's Underground.
Oh, hell shit. Yeah.
Well, Underground. I love you.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
We skipped
Pro Skater 2. It's going back. It's going back.
No, yeah.
We're going back to PS1. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
I agree with that, but...
It was Dreamcast for me, so I was like, "That is such an amazing version of it."
It's a PlayStation.
I know. It was.
I played it on N64.
I played it on N64.
Trying to get you to put the Crazy Taxi for PS2 on the PS2 list.
I thought of that. I avoided it just for, again, like I think compared to the other stuff, there's no question.
But yeah, so I feel like Kingdom Hearts goes above Final Fantasy X.
It was a more impactful game for sure.
Has such a rabid fan base.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I would put Kingdom Hearts.
It was for a long time Square's best-selling game in the U.S.
Yeah, my bigger question is do we put one or two? And I'd say one just because it's like...
One, I don't want to say sucks.
It does suck, though.
But you're not rating it. Two is a much better game. What was the height of the craze? Probably two. Because, like, I think... Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Two is better in almost every single way.
But in terms of craze, I think there was more craze around one because there was too big of a gap until two came out.
Yeah.
And it was too late in the PS2.
I mean, one was that, like, oh my God, Final Fantasy and Disney, when both those things meant different things.
Yeah.
But.
Doesn't matter. I feel like either
two would just
say
straight up better game.
Yeah.
I want DMC3 on there. DMC3 created the modern character action game.
Yeah, it did. But even then, I would say Devil May Cry 1 is more iconic than 3, even though 3 is a better game.
They're different enough. One is very Resident Evil like in nature. Three created the actual things that we see in modern action games. I don't think we'd get games like, say, modern God of War without DMC3 existing.
Yeah. I don't think we would have got God of War without DMC1 existing.
Yeah. I would fight for 3 over 1. But granted, it's also we're looking at one more spot.
I mean, first you gotta just decide if DMC's on the list at all. I mean,
yeah, my thing is DMC versus God of War. And
I just don't think it compares. It was big, but it was no God of War. Like in terms of,
I mean, as a character action fan, for me, DMC3 runs circles around God of War.
Yeah, but we're not rating them. You gotta be like, what was, if you put every PlayStation fan in the room, this is what it is, right, Tim? And you just said, you know, cheer, what would be the loudest? It's like kind of that, right?
Yeah.
The first thing, and you're like, I feel like DMC, whatever, it would be big, but then you'd say God of War.
Kratos, Blades of Chaos, you get clowned out, yeah.
I just feel
about
like
clowned out, but I agree that God of War.
You totally get clowned out.
Clowned out.
Trust me, all right?
God of War 2 was just amazing. It was massive, like, at the time. There was tons of hype around it.
So then, right now we have MGS2, God of War 2.
That's Fran's closet, too,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Is that God of War 2?
GTA Vice City, Kingdom Hearts. So we have one more spot.
What starts on the list?
Wait,
that I would give to Final Fantasy Time.
I would give to Shadow of the Colossus.
I would go Shadow of the Colossus. Yeah. Art, Tim. Do you remember it?
Yeah, but
it's a tough call. 10 was absolutely, like, you know,
Final Fantasy X, Shadow of Colossus, put him in a room of cheers.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, like, I love Shadow, but I feel like we're rating. Yeah, we're rating. It was impactful on game design and...
What, 10?
Artistic. No, Shadow.
Because 10, like, the only game it influenced was 13, and 13 sucked.
No, but 10 was just a monster at the time. Absolutely, like, that was, it was like 10 as well. Like, it was just a big deal. Voice, I remember acting, everything about
the first
it,
PS2.
And yeah, like Blitzball. Like, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think Blitzball made any real cultural impact.
Like, I'm not going to rate the games.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm not rating
it. Put Keepa in the thing and then do Blitz Jack shot every time.
Cheers in the room.
Exactly.
I say cheers in the room. 10's going to win.
Yeah, I agree. And like, looking at the other ones, it's like Ratchet and Clank, great game, and they're awesome, but like, that's where it starts to lose it, where like, they didn't have that crash factor.
Yeah, that's fair.
And again, to illustrate, I'd way rather vote for Shadow and play Shadow myself, but
yeah,
not that I didn't like, you know, I liked what 10.
All right, let's see, what are we missing? PS2 games?
We're missing some, but I don't know how they would.
Well, Resident Evil 4 is a port. The Bouncer. So I don't feel like
4 would count, but I like
it would.
I would feel it. I feel it more like a GameCube game.
4 is a GameCube game.
100%.
Like, it did come out there. It just.
I'm gonna throw this out here. This might be the wrong crowd, wrong system.
We missed that.
Bully.
Nah.
Great game.
Bully was talked about a lot.
But I mean GTA.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
Like, there's a number of these games I put on this list or put on a list. It just, when we're doing it at 5.
I know. Yeah.
It's tough.
So you got to start drowning the children, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Drown those fucking
Need for Speed
kids.
Underground. I'm just looking at best-selling PS2 games.
Yeah.
Wow, Simpsons Hit and Run's way higher than I'd expect.
Oh, I bet.
On that Absolutely. List.
Did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with Cool Greg.
It's really funny.
All right.
Nah, that was great.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. The Medal of Honor games were big then.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. As we started,
they were big on PS1 though. As well,
that was right? When we started feeling like, oh god, World War II fatigue. Why is every game about World War II? And it turned out like, oh god, now we want to get back to World
generation.
War II.
Gran Turismo 3.
Oh, yeah, you made a big deal about.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we probably should put that back out there.
3 is one of the best-selling games on the PS2, if not the best, I think.
Gran Turismo 3 is one of those games that everybody played, even if they didn't like racing games. Mm-hmm. Where like, you at least rented it.
Yep.
To be like, oh my god, these fucking graphics!
I had a copy. I don't remember why.
Smuggler's Run.
I thought Smuggler's Run was kind of fun. You, dude, I think about that game. That was a launch game,
Madden
right?
2000.
Or was it called Fantasia?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the fireworks,
one?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you think we would get World of Warcraft without Final Fantasy XI?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
When did they must have been working.
11 came out 2003.
Must have been working around the same time, right?
So,
but that's like, would you? I don't know. Would
for
you
sake of argument
Fantasy
here,
11 without Warcraft and Diablo.
And I want some arguments from you, Greg Miller.
Sure. What's that mean?
The 6 we have right now: MGS2, God of War 2, GTA Vice City, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy 10, Gran Turismo 3.
So we need to bounce one.
One needs to get bounced.
Bounce Final Fantasy 10.
Wait,
what
do you
think, Imran, of those?
Read them again.
MGS2, God of War 2, GTA Vice City, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy 10, Gran Turismo 3.
Like FF10.
I feel like if you're going to, it's similar to the arguments we've had before. It's either got to be Kingdom Hearts or it's got to be Final Fantasy 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the iconicness I'd leave up to all of you. I remember starting Final Fantasy 10 and be like, I don't like this game. And I remember a lot of people, I thought, not liking it. Is it revered now? I don't
know. Yeah.
People like it.
People like 10. Yeah.
I think it's difficult, but I do think what Kingdom Hearts did at the time, and people thought it, I recall people thinking it would be impossible and like wasn't going to work. And it was just amazing and drew in all these fans. So I think it is iconic, like you're saying. Like,
the house
just
maps,
think of,
you know?
You're like, wait, Kingdom Hearts? That's when it started? You're like, yeah. Like, I love Final Fantasy, but I'm like, I'd bounce it because of that. Like, it was.
Someone put a good recommendation in the chat, and I'm just going to throw this out here. I know we're putting the PS2 list
Who
together.
Was it? Give credit.
I should get credit.
That's all right if you missed
Tyler it. Wallace.
All right.
Any of the Guitar Heroes?
Oh, shit.
Woo! That's a. Was that on 2 or 3?
Here's
my
thing.
No, that was PS2.
I would argue it doesn't make the list because I don't think anybody ties Guitar Heroes to a specific console.
That's fair.
There's an argument to be made.
Like, if you're gonna argue it, like for like games of the generation.
That's a fair point.
Like, I feel like there's nobody that's like, oh man, PS2 Guitar Hero. You know?
My favorites were on
PS2,
I don't associate it with PS2, but like if you ask me where did you start playing Guitar Hero, it would be PS2.
PS2, yeah, because.
But the start of that question is what games do you associate with PS2?
Exclusives.
I don't think it beats any of those on the list already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either timed exclusives or exclusives, which is why we're not seeing Splinter Cell, we're not seeing Prince of Persia, which are totally iconic games of those generations.
Yeah, but Splinter Cell I'd give to Xbox.
Where
do you associate Prince of Persia?
But that's my point.
Prince of Persia, I think, is another
Sands
one.
Of Time is just
I was on GameCube, same thing. Yeah. Like, for me, it was GameCube. You know.
For me, yeah. Okay.
And I think that Splinter Cell was only on Xbox.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
It was a timed exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's talk about PlayStation, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would bounce Final Fantasy X personally of those two. I think
that's insane, but this list is just so good.
I mean, over Kingdom Hearts, what are you going to do, Tim?
I mean, that's the problem.
Well, what else would you do?
It's like all of these are so...
He's thinking about God of War 2, isn't he? Get him, Greg.
Oh, honestly, I am.
Oh, my God.
If I were personally making that list, I would have cut God of War 2.
Now,
I would have too.
Now, here's the thing. Like, Gran Turismo, to me, it's between Gran Turismo of God of War 2.
So, but I know how strongly you guys feel about God of War 2.
Yeah, for this...
I would respect you more if you had decided to cut Gran Turismo instead of God of War.
For this,
you lost his respect.
Not that I would.
The final list right now.
See why genre wise, meaning
MGS2, God of War 2, GTA Vice City, Kingdom Hearts, and Gran Turismo 3. Now
I would have walked off this fucking set if you cut God of War 2.
I forgot about Eco.
Let's go into.
Again. Well, now we brought up Shadow.
I know.
Shadow, I think.
Let's
is
go in.
We at least PS3. Should bring it up.
Haze. Right.
Sure.
Untold Legends. Lair.
I feel like
Eye of Judgment.
Let's
Mag.
Put it on you right now.
Sure.
Mr. PS3 himself. Give me a list to start with.
Okay. I mean, Uncharted, obviously. I would say 2/3. I know.
I would put 2.
Here's the thing. I'll just say 2. We'll just be done with it.
Thank
all right.
You,
we don't have to sit here.
It doesn't mean you think it's better.
Drag me through the fucking street. No.
I think it's
iconic.
Well, I mean, the real fucking rub of it is that if just fucking Roper would have been a man and given Uncharted 2 a 10, it would have been fine. We all would have been happy. We all would have been happy. It wouldn't have been a big deal.
I respect you, dude.
Yeah, see what? You put Uncharted 2 on there. I would say Infamous. I'm just rattling things off now, everybody. Don't
Infamous.
Start stabbing me in the
face.
Right?
Just start.
Do you like 1 or 2 better?
Oof, that's a great question, Imran. That's why I respect you so much. 2 is undoubtedly a better game mechanics wise and area in traversal. Infamous number 1 was just so awesome with the comic book story. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved the panels and I loved the way it told the story. So, I mean, like, again, I think it's a GTA situation, kind of a toss up. Right. Do you want the gameplay or do you want the story to be how it is? But I really miss Infamous 1. I really wish they would. Yeah. I'm going to say Infamous
1. For me, it's the ice powers made traversal so much better.
Yeah, nope, totally. And that's the thing is I totally get it and understand it. Yeah. I like New Moray more than Empire City in terms of diversity.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to do this before we jump to PS3. Before you continue your list, Greg, check out a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Mugsy Jeans. Mugsy Jeans are the most comfortable men's jeans ever made. I can attest to this. I absolutely love these things. They're so stretchy. They feel like you have sweatpants on, but they look like you have jeans on because you do have jeans on. It's absolutely incredible. I've been complimented so many times, Barrett, by these Mugsy Jeans. Even included Gia. I don't know why I'm stuttering so much right here, but I am. Maybe it's because I'm not wearing Mugsy jeans right now and things are just tight in places they shouldn't be. The magic is in Mugsy's proprietary fabrics, which include a blend of high-tech materials that make these jeans mind-blowingly soft and flexible. Best of all, they come in a stylish fit that's not too baggy, not too tight, so you look better than you feel, and you feel good. Do your legs a favor. Grab your own pair of the jeans that are sweeping the nation by heading to Mugsy.com. That's Mugsy.com and use code KINDA for $10 off. Again, that's Mugsy.com and use code KINDA for $10 off. No lie, when I have a little bit more of that moolah, you know what I mean? I'm going to replace all my jeans with Mugsy jeans. I absolutely love them. I want more in my life. Again, that is Mugsy.com. Use code KINDA. For $10 off. And next up, shout out to Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out, it's hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully now, there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. This could have really helped Greg back in the day in his college transition from college to being an adult, moving over from Chicago area or Columbia or wherever the hell he was, you know what I mean, to San Francisco. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you and they understand you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes. And the best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Wow. Over 300,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit card debts and meet their financial goals, and you can join them. See why Upstart's ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny. Now please continue the list. It's crazy
so many
how
games
difficult
on PS3.
This one is.
There's so many games.
I don't think you can do this without saying The Last of Us.
Yeah.
As someone that doesn't agree that like the it should have two Naughty Dog games.
I'm not being quiet because I'm like, I can't think of any more in chronological order. I'm just running through my head on what I want to play.
Red Dead Redemption at all?
Yes, Red Dead Redemption 1000%. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah. Was that exclusive?
No.
See, I played it on Xbox, but it doesn't resonate for me.
Well, these don't have to be exclusive.
They don't have to, but
right now we're just naming games. We're not doing the top five.
And this is also, GTA 100% correct.
Was GTA 4?
GTA 4 and 5 were on this, but I wouldn't, like, I think GTA 5 like almost transcends any console like specific thing at this point.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto lost its like console voice after the PS2.
Five launched on the end of the generation. Yeah. I mean, that's on the list.
Yeah, I would put Red Dead 2 or Red Dead 1 like more associated with PS3.
I think it's crazy that it's this difficult to come up
MGS4 with. MGS4 is by far the most PlayStation game I can think of.
Yeah, but again, here we are back to why I have such like a
Little Big Planet
PTSD about this is like I've for years fought to keep Metal Gear Solid 4 off of any top 25.
No, I'm not saying it's a great game.
I know.
It's not top list. It's iconic list. It's associated.
Even iconic, I feel like that's the one that like isn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it is and it isn't. Yeah, it's such an argument. I'm with you. Yeah.
I bought my PS3 for that game, but that
gunmetal.
And like I associate. Oh, it was hot.
That gunmetal PS4.
We got a pretty good list. So
I don't think we do at all.
Uncharted 2 and Last of Us. Like to me, they both have to be on the list. Could we just talk about that?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. No,
like, cause that'd be two.
I don't
out
feel
of
like. I feel like they're so different. It's not our normal thing of like there can only be one of like
but
this thing.
Would you say out of five on the list that they both have to be on it?
Yeah.
There you go. You've knocked out 40% of your list.
I get that, but I feel like the last three.
Modern Warfare.
It wasn't PlayStation.
I would not associate that with PlayStation.
Yeah, that's a PlayStation 4 game. I was just playing the other room.
Also for it was a PC thing at the time. For me, in my mind, it was iconically more PC.
I don't know. I felt like that one kind of transcends all barriers, and like everyone who had any of those consoles that could play the game was like, Modern Warfare.
Actually,
yeah, but I would even say like I'm with you where it's like it transcends, but if. I can see an argument for it being a 360 game because of Xbox Live.
It's kind of hard to pull this away from like game of the generation because now we're starting to get into a thing where the consoles were less defined.
Yeah.
So it's only by their first party software that they actually like.
Right.
And that's why I think it's difficult to name games that are iconically tied to PS3.
Right. Because I don't want to be pulling like Heavenly Sword into this or something like that.
You only got to name five. I think it's easy actually. It's
but
just
are we trying
to
do exclusives or not? Because like Dead Space, but I don't think
Dead Space
again is.
Exactly.
Dead Space is agnostic. Dead Space was everywhere. Dead Space is life.
Yeah, I played it on Xbox. So it just didn't resonate as a PlayStation thing for me.
Little Big Planet.
For sure. Yeah, I brought up Little Big Planet.
Iconic, sure.
Yeah.
Sackboy was like for sure the mascot for a long time.
Sony was very much trying to push it that way.
Yeah. But it worked.
Yeah.
They nailed it. Home.
PlayStation Home.
Long live Jack
Sing Beaster. Sing Star.
Yep.
Did you ever watch that We Have Cool Friends that did with Jack Beaster?
Oh, I didn't get to
he
watch
brings
that.
You up it's a lot really and like he's shitting
amazing.
All over you.
I love Jack.
Yeah,
I
know we love him.
If we're going to go by iconic and not necessarily sales, Demon's Souls.
Ah, that's a great pull. Great pull.
Yeah, I was looking at Demon's Souls because wasn't that an exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sony published in Japan, but then they declined to publish in America.
See, I would put it on an influential list. It's just not iconic, though.
It created an entire
genre. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what people think of. Exactly. That's
Warhawk.
It has impacts. That's where the criteria gets. But, like, again, if you're going to name five games on PlayStation 3, like, that's one of the most influential and important games. I wouldn't argue it at all.
What the fuck does iconic mean?
Exactly.
So, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, I feel
Cheers
like,
in the room.
I feel like Laura Thomas, Cheers in the Room, stuck. And I do think Cheers in the Room for Demon's Souls, I think that it would get a shit ton of cheers. Probably more so
Absolutely.
Than...
Right. Like, look at,
even
look
Cheers
at, like,
in the
people...
Room is subjective. I'm just saying that in that quick instant, what usually I would say the marketing and your favorites win versus, like...
Heavy Rain.
This game. I just don't think that would measure compared to this other stuff.
No, I wouldn't put even impact wise. Like, what was influenced besides David Cage's own games?
Heavy Rain was the first one to really start that. I think of the hey, let's make a game that's just about talking and choice and shit on PlayStation in terms of a console thing, right? I feel like that was a real big break, though. I think that definitely influenced the direction of Telltale, which then went a completely different direction off of being like the more hardcore adventure game to suddenly being like, oh, cool. People don't need to fucking figure out how to put your phone in the light socket to make Bear go, ha-ha, you know what I mean?
Like, I can see the argument.
Yeah. No, I didn't put it in there. I didn't do it.
Yeah, shit, like sorry. Same like with Journey. Like
Journey.
Oh.
Many people's game of the year, but.
No, Journey. Journey definitely will be on this list. Yeah.
I wouldn't put it on my five, I don't think. But
Ratchet and Clank, Crack in Time.
Burnout Paradise.
I'm just like, listing stuff.
I feel like Burnout. Love those games, but they those are sequels.
It's such a third-party console, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No, like that. We're really coming to this place where it's like, oh shit! Like, there's not that much iconic. What
is, like, Red Dead is, but you're like, well, I've played on Xbox though. I don't
what
know
is
that I would tie
those were sequels mean?
Huh?
What is those were sequels? Like a lot of things they chose were sequels.
I don't think they were as like big as what Ratchet and Clank were on the PS2. You know, like they were still like the crowd that loved them. Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to like the peak. Of
yeah, I think MGS4 would win over Ratchet, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. MGS4 is,
regardless of what you think about it,
is iconic to the PS3.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like MGS4, The Last of Us, Uncharted 2, GTA 5.
No.
To me,
I
would put 4 over 5.
I wouldn't put either of them on there.
No,
because again, I feel like they are the example of how this generation kind of lost that. Oh, I associate this game with that.
Yeah, thing. I think you could argue GTA 5.
I might argue Final Fantasy 13, actually. It is it is definitely the most AAA. It was on Xbox. Well, a lot of these games are on Xbox, too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't associate 13 with PS.
Because it was that first war, or like shot in the war of, oh shit, PS3 is losing exclusive, but PS3 version is probably still going to be better. So everyone's like pouring over individual pixel shots.
But I mean, I would almost argue that you would associate Final Fantasy 13 with Xbox more because it was the first one on it. Where it's like, when you think of Final Fantasy 13, when you think about what made it iconic, it's the fact that it was the first one on Xbox, not the quality of the game.
I disagree, but I. Also, the argument in general, like the fundamental argument of it's iconic to PS3 is probably not as iconic as the other like ones we're talking about. So I don't know that I'm going to fight that hard for it.
So the list we have right now, Uncharted
Killzone 2.
No.
Killzone 2?
Iconic for sure, good way or bad way. And then great multiplayer.
Yeah, it was iconic.
What, did it end up being called Killzone 2 or was it called Killzone 3?
That was Killzone 2. There is a Killzone 3.
Okay.
In addition to Killzone 2, there was Killzone 3.
I'm trying to think.
Then Killzone Shadowfall.
Because I remember they were like, the PSP game is Killzone 2. And then Killzone 3 is the PS3 game, right?
No. That's not right.
Okay. Maybe
Killzone numbered ones are console.
It might have been their own weird thing of like, oh yeah, we're totally against Halo 3 because our game also says 3. But maybe it's...
Killzone Mercenary was the Vita one.
Yes.
Yeah. Currently the list is Uncharted 2, The Last of Us, Little Big Planet, Demon's Souls, Heavy Rain, Journey, Metal Gear Solid 4, Killzone 2, Infamous. We have 9 games. We need to cut 4 of those.
I'd cut Infamous. Yeah. It's a great game.
I agree. I completely agree.
I'd cut Heavy Rain.
Also cut Heavy Rain.
I agree.
Just deleting stuff.
I think you need to bold MGS4.
Yeah.
Is there been MGS in every one of these?
No.
As there should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think PS4 is a very straightforward list.
I think you drop Killzone 2.
Yeah.
Really?
It was a good...
Yeah.
I wouldn't delete...
See, because my thing about Killzone is like the character is iconic.
Wait, the Hellghast?
Yeah.
Just the red glowing eyes?
The general guy?
It's like that to me is more...
More than Infamous?
I don't know.
Honestly, you could make probably a bet... In terms of what we're talking about here, you could make a better argument for Resistance than you could Killzone.
The only thing I remember Killzone for is being the lie game from E3 2006.
Right. Killzone 2, I think, was a great first-person shooter, but it was never Halo, and it was never whatever. It was something everybody, including the PlayStation Corporation and then the PlayStation consumers, wanted to make a thing, and it never really was.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think we always talk about how great Guerrilla was able to break out with Horizon Zero Dawn.
Right.
At least now with Resistance, Insomniac gets it all the time. Are you doing another Resistance? Do more Resistance. Do more Resistance. I'm not saying that you're on the list. I'm just saying that. Not to mention it was, Fall Man was a PS3 launch title, so a lot of people played Fall Man.
Yeah, and now
Demon's
it's like
Souls
Spider-Man.
Or exactly. Little Big Planet.
I would personally go Demon's Souls.
Iconic, again, is what we're defining this. Loosely iconic.
Yeah, Little Big Planet.
Like, Little Big Planet had cart games, but Demon's Souls, like...
I'm with the planet, man.
Little Big Planet, like, is sold in stores. Like, the, like, you know, stuff, sack boys are sold in stores and stuff. Like, that actually resonated
outside
of us.
They pushed it that hard. I don't know that means. It was, like,
it
was taken that hard.
First party.
Well, I forget who it was. Somebody...
Or exclusive.
I think it was either... I can't remember if it was my cousin or if it was a... friend of Colin's, but some teacher we knew talked about, like, the kids love him, the sack boy. He's on bags. I don't know if they play the fucking game, but the people know.
I'm kind of with you, Imran, but it took a while for the Demon's Souls stuff to grow.
Well, because they had to make more games. Fowling,
yeah. And then Dark Souls came out on PlayStation 3, right?
It came on PS3 and 360.
See, I would say iconic wise, Little Big Planet. Influential wise, Demon's Souls.
Yes.
I
agree with that.
I actually think what I was getting at is because of the way the cult following grew, so there's no way around Like, meaning it's hard to go back in time at the launch of Demon's Souls. If you were to put launch versus launch, I don't think that Demon's Souls would win. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually agreeing with you to a point which now, that if you put those two in a room, I actually think Demon's Souls would be quite
yeah, but
because
like,
everybody that's a Dark Souls fan, that they associate
let me throw this out there.
With Dark Souls.
Like, everyone's looking like, what's Blue Point going to remake? They're saying Metal Gear Solid. They're saying Symphony of the Night. They're saying Demon's Souls. Not a single fucking person saying Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
That's, I don't think that's a good argument.
I don't think that's an argument,
but it's
I feel like Dark Souls is the like iconic thing. Demon's Souls is like the influential thing that got there.
No, you're right. I think when you say Demon's Souls, like there's probably even some Dark Souls fans that they were like, "Oh yeah, I didn't play that one, but I heard about it." So tough call.
So looking at this here, then
I mean, Little Big Planet was everywhere. You couldn't escape it.
So Uncharted 2, Last of Us, Little Big Planet, MGS4, Demon's Souls, Journey. We just need to cut one.
Demon's Souls.
I'd cut Journey over Demon's Souls.
I'm pretty in between on those two.
I'll also, cut, Journey's a PC game now.
I would cut Demon's Souls.
I think Journey was pretty iconic, so if I had to choose,
Epic Game Store's Journey.
yeah, now.
So... This is the first actual vote, then we'll need five people for. Okay, Barrett, we're getting into this.
All right, hold on.
There we go. Who votes that Journey should stay on the list?
We're pro Journey.
Yeah. Pro Journey.
Okay, then I've already lost this one.
Thanks, Barrett.
I'm kind of bummed that Demon's Souls didn't make it, but
hey, it's
here's the thing.
It's a close six.
It was a slow burn.
Not only are we all winners, we're all losers with this. Yeah, a lot of things we all want.
We came in losers.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
Not a
you can't win with
now
less.
PSP.
Tim,
now. People right now are like, you guys forgot.
I'm going to make your job so easy with PS4.
Go for it.
God of War, Spider-Man, Bloodborne, Horizon Zero Dawn, Uncharted 4. Boom.
Wait, God of War, Spider-Man, Bloodborne, Horizon Zero Dawn, and what?
Uncharted 4.
And Uncharted 4.
There's
that's a good list.
God of War, Spider-Man, Uncharted 4, Bloodborne.
I mean,
Horizon.
Yeah. It becomes a lot easier because, and this is what makes it so interesting now, is you see how Sony invested over the PS3 in their first party studio plan.
Death Stranding.
Which is what we're leading into with PS5, which is really interesting. But, like, you look at the difference, how easy that was. It's like, you know, with something that Nintendo has had for a long time, as slow as they can be, but you're like, oh, Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Barrett?
And four.
You didn't mention Persona 5?
Persona 5, yeah.
If we're talking about iconic, Persona itself as a franchise, I would say is not nearly as iconic as those
Bloodborne.
Five games I
Pick
just
Bloodborne
listed.
Even.
Hell no. Persona 5, one of my favorite games of all time, but we're separating.
I would put it more iconic than Bloodborne. Bloodborne's
a
much better game.
Hell no. Bloodborne, fucking huge.
Yeah, I'd put Bloodborne over Persona.
Yeah.
I would say Persona as a franchise is more associated with PlayStation, more iconic for PlayStation.
Oh, it totally
than
is.
Bloodborne, which is.
But so is Final Fantasy in general. You know, meaning. So I don't know that.
I don't know. I associate Final Fantasy with Nintendo personally, but
I would definitely like. I'm not a Souls guy. Like I fucked with Bloodborne for maybe 20 minutes, but I would say Bloodborne is way more iconic for the PS4 than Persona 5.
Are we missing anything?
I'm sure.
Because those games definitely like that sounds like a solid list.
It was very
missing
easy
a fuck ton of games. We
Drive Club,
Death Stranding. Do we want to count that? Just to put it on
I mean,
list.
Do we think?
I mean, absolutely. It's on the table. We've all played
it. I mean,
it's hard to say, though.
I think I think it's just too fresh to put it on the list and be like, yes or no in the
long
run.
Think
what's
going
to be iconic?
With the list.
Norman Reedus, iconic? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, like, it's going to take a while before we realize if Death Stranding
impact.
Is going to be
how many more
like Bloodborne.
Times am I going to walk up a mountain? You know what I mean? How many other games are working on my balance?
I mean, well, having said that, though, Greg, like, looking at this list, if we were to, do you think Persona 5 is on it?
I mean, in the top five by the end of it?
Yeah. Are you on the Persona or Bloodborne train? Or both? Just gut answer.
I mean, I think they're both great. The problem is you have a great list of games.
Yeah. But do you think... Let me just jump to it. Uncharted 4 or Death Stranding? When all's said and done, what do you...
I mean,
you
right
think?
Now, I would say, let's just limit Death Stranding. I think it's
too early.
It's too there. And then
it's not even out.
It would pain me to say it, right? Because then when we have to eliminate one more.
I mean, I'm going to throw in some more games.
Do we think that Uncharted 4 is here?
That's where I'm at.
Because I don't think
that's
it
where
is.
I'm at. Uncharted, I love Uncharted 4, obviously. It's a great finale to the series. It's a great send-off for Nathan Drake. I think of Uncharted as a PS3 franchise.
Me too.
Oh, I disagree on that one.
As
someone I think who...
Fair point.
I've never been like a PlayStation, you know, fanboy or
Thank
anything.
Thank you. So your opinion doesn't count. Back
no,
to us.
I have more objectivity towards. This is what I'm saying. And like Uncharted 4, like totally. Like, that was a game I'd been waiting for forever.
Sure, of course.
PS4 is one of the reasons I bought it. I knew that I would get it, really, to your point, Greg, because I knew about it as a PlayStation 3 series. I'm like, can't wait for it on 4. And, like, that's all I could think about till it was out.
But for me, going back to the PS3, like, Metal Gear Solid 4, which I freaking love, and the reason that I bought the PlayStation 3, it's only on the list to me because I think the PS3's list is so
open. I mean, no, I think open. PS3's list is, like... Metal Gear Solid 4 is, I think, the most associated with a console game I've ever seen. Like, were you on the internet when that game's like was a console war point? Those photoshops of 1,000 Xbox 360 discs in a package.
Yeah.
Like, that said Metal Gear Solid. Like, that's the kind of thing that we're looking at.
Yeah.
Fran, I want to ask you.
Sure.
As Destiny superfan number one.
Sure.
Sony made the marketing deals for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you associate it with the PS4 at all?
No, I don't, actually. And having played it exclusively on PS4 the whole time, I just wouldn't think about it as a PlayStation 4 game.
So what game?
Destiny.
Oh, Destiny.
So, and again, what I'd say about stuff like that, this is not our list of best games, because if you go on PS3, you're going to go and put a ton, probably almost all third-party games, like Bioshock and who knows, like on that list, you're not going to put Little Big Planet as the best in the top fives.
Don't tell me what I would. I'm just, would,
but Last of Us you would. But you see what I'm saying? Like that's what makes this list very different.
God of War, is there a question?
No,
absolutely not.
Spider-Man, is there a question?
Absolutely
no,
not.
That's no. Associated with that console so strongly.
Horizon, is there a question?
Maybe. But I think it's huge.
I think it earned its place. I don't know if there's necessarily 4 better games than it.
Yeah, like
for it.
But again, it's like...
better
I think it's in question. Yeah. Like, I would put Uncharted 4 on there way before
I mean,
Horizon.
You're talking... Well, again, though, we're talking about iconic for the platform, right?
Yeah, right. Like, not what we personally feel about
No,
the
yeah,
game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you ask me... let's turn this around and say if it was a Nintendo thing. Would just because a Zelda is out on the system, would it be the best or fit for that? And like, no, there's some consoles where Zelda I don't associate it with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily associate Horizon with the PS4. This has nothing to do with the quality of the game. It's a fantastic game that looks amazing, but like, I can think of other examples of games I associate with it, with a console.
I get what you're saying, but I would argue, is there any Nintendo console that
we're not
came
doing
out?
Nintendo this week?
I know, but I'm just using that you
we
wouldn't
will,
put
though.
Zelda on the list. That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, what was that crappy Wii one they did?
Skyward Sword, which
Garbo.
Was a...
Garbo.
Skyward
so
Sword.
Bad. Let's fly this ostrich.
10 out of 10 IGN.
Fuck you,
Wii's a weird platform, but I still would absolutely...
Yes.
I think that Horizon is on this list. I think Aloy is a mascot or a face of PlayStation. I think she's definitely the face on the Mount Rushmore of PlayStation 4 iconic things. I think it's iconic in the way that it was Guerrilla coming back from Killzone, which that sounds weird, but a franchise and a studio so many people had looked over at that point. I think it was crazy because it was. I remember when we were reading articles about this, interviews where some PlayStation marketing person was like, "Oh yeah, we have so much planned for Horizon, like the books and this," and it was like, "Jesus, slow down." Is the game good? Because we'd seen so many people try to do that shared universe crap and fail. Mm-hmm. The fact that they actually delivered, they crushed it. It was awesome. People can't wait for another one. It took Ashley Burch's career to another level, I think. And then it was just
she was already really a popular voice actress.
Another level, though. I think honestly, I'm not even and I'm not being facetious. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, she was great as Tiny Tina. She was great in Life is Strange. I know her. IMDb.
Yeah, actually.
But I think this is the one where I was like, holy shit, like, here's a full-fledged AAA game that she's the lead in.
Yeah, I didn't know her name until Horizon. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, she did this other stuff, but I didn't hear that name until then.
I buy that.
Strong point.
I buy that.
I mean, Horizon's huge, absolutely. That was the game at that holiday season.
I think then there's another one where...
Was it?
I don't know why you're waiting.
That game came out
on...
a month before Breath of the Wild. Like, a lot of the conversation
like
was taken over by that point.
Yeah, but we're only talking about PlayStation, so it's in a capsule here.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter.
Sure.
It's irrelevant. Given the criteria, it's like, I don't...
Right, I'm just taking exception to that was the game of that holiday season, because holiday season was 7 months later.
It was a spring game.
So, okay. So, wait. The conversation brings us to God of War, Spider-Man, Horizon being on.
They're on.
Leaves two spots left, Uncharted 4, Bloodborne, Persona 5. I would go Bloodborne and Persona 5.
I'd go Uncharted 4 and Bloodborne, 100%.
I would agree with... Or Bloodborne and Persona 5 would be my choices.
I don't know why you guys are hating on Uncharted 4 as a PS4 exclusive.
Okay, I actually don't like Uncharted 4 if I want to get that out there, but
it's irrelevant though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in terms of it's not even the biggest Naughty Dog game in the generation.
Yeah. I just think you're adding things to the criteria. That's all. Like, meaning I thought Journey winning Game of the Year, I understood. I just thought it was way overhyped as a Game of the Year candidate versus what was out there. But I agree with it on this list 100%.
I just feel like your empirical Let's put it in a room and see what PlayStation fans cheer for thing. Kind of flawed.
Of course it is, but again, you're like guessing what people would quickly
like. If you go like Mario, Hollow Knight, everyone's gonna like, hell yeah, Mario to Nintendo
fans.
The
issue we're running into is that Nathan Drake and Uncharted have ascended through past a generation. Right, where it's like you associate PlayStation with Nathan Drake.
That's so weird.
And I don't think it's for.
I don't know. It's
so
PS3
what?
Here's the long and short of it, if I can have the four for 1 second. The winners here are Bloodborne and Persona 5. I think you take Uncharted 4 off the list. Because, again, when people argue about the best Uncharted, it's rare that Uncharted 4 actually gets mentioned. It is an argument. Well, two, undoubtedly. And then, like, unless you want to fight for 3, Greg. And I'm like, fuck off. That's the argument. I think, like, when I see Nathan Drake pop up in the commercial now for PlayStation just in general, I see him and I don't go, oh, Uncharted 4. Even though, granted, I think he has a grappling hook. But I'm not like, oh, it's Uncharted 4, right? I'm like, oh, it's Nathan Drake. He's PlayStation. Of course he's going to be there. In the same way, I think you could drop Sackboy in that same ad that's going around right now, and it wouldn't be like, are they announcing a new Little Big Planet? It would be like, no, we understand that's what it is. I think when people talk about Nathan Drake and Uncharted as an icon, they're thinking of Uncharted 2.
There you go.
That's a fair argument.
Yeah.
God of War, Spider-Man, Horizon, Bloodborne, and Persona 5.
Are totally the five disagree.
PlayStation 4 games.
Well, I'm now, sorry. What are the iconic PC games, Fran? Huh? TurboTax and Minesweeper.
Spans all of video game time almost, Greg. That's how awesome
Oregon Trail,
PC is. That's
number
right.
Number Munchers.
One of them. So anyway, you can't go wrong with the list. Like I said, everybody loses, everybody wins. Yeah, my only thing I wanted to say on that is like you're like almost removing the possibility that Last of Us 2 could ever be on this list with that kind of commentary.
No,
like,
not at all.
You're not.
No.
I feel like, anyway, it's weird to me. And also, I'd go back to our PS3 list and I'd be like, just remove Little Big Planet and put Uncharted 2 and 3 on it.
I might argue that Uncharted 4 is not even the best Uncharted game this generation.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Oh, Lost Legacy.
Yeah. Yes. And the last thing I would say, this is actually what illustrates why making top lists is so difficult. Because defining
why making top lists,
defining easy, criteria right. That the audience understands and that the people voting understand,
of course, yeah.
Is so difficult.
That's why Game of the Year is going to be fun.
I rarely see it done well.
We should also do Game of the Decade at the same time.
It's tough.
I made a note to myself for Game of the Decade. I was like, we should say that for next year when it's like the proper.
Oh yeah, 2020 to 2010. You mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess you can
look
do
at
whatever way you want.
Consoles.
I mean, it's an extra year, but like,
if I may, sure. Just to get to something you said there, yeah. I don't think the criteria I laid out is going to disqualify Last of Us 2 from being a possibility of being a PlayStation 4's top game of all time or whatever. Because I think they're doing enough different there that actually feels a step forward. You figure we had the 3 Nathan Drake Uncharted games on PS3 anchoring it in that landscape. Coming to PS4, it was more Nathan Drake. It was that it felt like a PlayStation 4 Uncharted, which is what we all wanted, right? I really do feel, granted, it's just 2 hours of Last of Us, but I really do feel the fact that it was Joel's story in PS3 era, it'll be Ellie's story in PS4, and the way that gameplay stepped up, the way the graphics have stepped up, the way everything else and you know, world building mechanics and shit like that have stepped up. I feel like you're going to jump in and not be like, oh, cool, I'm playing a Last of Us that feels like a souped up Last of Us.
Yeah, and you've played it too, but I get the point. I just... I guess I'm very surprised. Yeah, I'm very surprised that Uncharted 4 gets a lukewarm reception there, but
it's not lukewarm. It's I loved Uncharted 4. I had a great time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no,
I thought
I'm
it was
reading.
A great conclusion to it.
That would have been one of the first games I mentioned on PS4. That's like, why the original question that probably would have been the first thing I mentioned was Uncharted.
In a better world, Until Dawn would have been on this list.
It would have been, it would have been one of those three. Now I think about it, if I blurted out, it would have been God of War actually. Had we done it the original exercise. First thing on PS4, best, biggest, God of War. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Drop the mic and leave.
So those are our PlayStation lists. Greg, what's your Vita list?
Top of
your head, right?
Come
give
on,
me
Persona
one.
4 Golden. Okay. Come on, are you kidding me right there?
Hold on. Spelunky is way better.
Way better?
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the kind
of funny
games.
Listen, I've defended you on the subreddit, but I can do it no longer.
Thank you very much for joining us. If you liked this, leave your answers below. If you hated it, leave your answers below. If you want more of this, just let me know. We'll do it. There's Nintendo games. Tweet at me. You know what I'm talking about? There's Xbox. What, Barrett?
I'm just a Nintendo? Fucking hell yeah.
I think we should do the actual generation because I really wanted to fucking yell out Arkham Asylum the entire PS3 one.
We'll get we're building the list like Chris Jericho. Oh, man.
We're getting deep into 2020.
Gio Corsi.
Oh, that too. That too. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. Until then, love you.